Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on September 15th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Canadian Lawyer has unveiled this year's top 25 most influential lawyers, game changers who have shaken up the legal profession and who've emerged as the frontrunners of a canvassing process involving hundreds of nominees and nearly 22,000 votes. The 2023 roster includes lawyers who have distinguished themselves in the areas of criminal law, constitutional law, Indigenous and treaty rights, social justice, innovation, technological change, and inclusion efforts. This year's winners include Jacqueline Dinsmore, co-owner and managing partner of Caravelle Law, Catherine Hensel, partner at Fogler Rubinoff LLP, Daniel J. Song KC, counsel at Pringle Chivers Sparks Teskey, David Palumbo, partner at Baker McKenzie LLP, and Janice Rubin, co-founder and co-managing partner of Rubin Tomlinson LLP. Canadian Lawyer congratulates all this year's awardees, and you can see the full list of winners on our website. Canadian Lawyer spoke with Benjamin Perrin, a criminal law professor at University of British Columbia's Law School, about his new book called Indictment. Perrin advocates in his book for a shift from a tough-on-crime approach for criminal justice to being trauma-informed. Perrin spoke about a letter he received which prompted him to write the book and include interviews from not just criminal law experts, but also people with lived experience in the criminal justice system.
I, you know, went in my mailbox at the law school one day, and there was a handwritten letter there. It was a big one, though. It was about 7 or 8 pages. And so I opened it up, and I read it. And the letter was from an Indigenous man who was being incarcerated here in British Columbia. He didn't ask for any help. He didn't want anything from me. He was literally just sharing his experience and telling me what his life was like in the criminal justice system, and particularly the time he's spent incarcerated. And one of the lines in the letter, like, just completely jumped out at me off the page, and it really haunted me. He said, "If you want to turn a man into an animal, put him in a cage without the resources to build himself back up."
Canadian Lawyer editor Aidan McNabb has been speaking with the authors of a new book on hybrid work. Felice Eckelman and Julie Cantor write about how businesses can optimize a remote or hybrid work arrangement. The book is called Thrive with a Hybrid Workplace, step-by-step guidance from the experts. And it addresses questions and challenges that organizations have been forced to grapple with since the COVID-19 pandemic normalized remote work. The book recommends that leaders consider the purpose and objectives behind their workplace policies. It is intentionality, say the authors, that is the key ingredient to making hybrid work function successfully. Frédéric Duguay joined the Canada Infrastructure Bank almost 5 years ago as the Crown Corporation's first general counsel and corporate secretary, and one of its first senior-level employees. He had always sought out roles at the intersection of law and policy, and previously spent 7 years in the legal department at the Ontario Securities Commission, so the CIB role was an ideal fit. The CIB was a new entity at the time, with a mandate to invest federal funding in revenue-generating infrastructure projects that are in the public interest and that attract capital. Over the past 5 years, Duguay has expanded the legal department from just himself to 12 people, with a view to adding 3 more by the end of the year. This team supports the growing bank, which now has over 130 employees and continues to grow rapidly. Duguay spoke to Canadian Lawyer.
I think what I'm the most proud of with the CIB is how we have grown as an organization, in particular in the last 2 years, and the pace and the acceleration at which we've made investments that are truly impactful to Canadians. Essentially, we're a brand new entity with a very ambitious mandate, and, you know, we've built things from the ground up and trying to do things differently, but with a common objective to build more infrastructure that Canadians need and deserve, and ultimately produce more public impact outcomes within the organization.
After announcing investigations into 3 more Canadian companies over allegations of forced labour in their supply chains, Canadian Ombudsperson for Responsible Enterprise, Sherry Meyerhofer, says the situation demonstrates the importance for companies subject to a complaint to engage with CORE on human rights due diligence. Allegations concerning Walmart, Hugo Boss and Diesel follow Kaur's July 11th announcement of initial assessment reports on Nike Canada and Dynasty Gold, which involve accusations from the same coalition of civil society organisations of operational connections to forced labour. When Kaur announced these two initial investigations, it said they were among 13 admissible complaints Kaur was examining concerning the overseas operations of Canadian companies. The common theme among all five investigations is lack of engagement, says Sharon Singh, a partner at Bennett Jones LLP, who advises clients on regulatory, climate change, environmental, governance and Aboriginal law matters. The companies either responded with very late, insufficient information or information that was not fact-specific to the complaint, she says. While there are valid considerations that must be considered when engaging with Kaur's dispute resolution process, such as its scope and the objectives of the parties, participation is an opportunity to provide transparency and build trust, says Singh. You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes, and to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favourite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.